All right, Drew, you know what we got planned for this show?
I do not. Tell me.
We're going to talk about my lack of education when it comes to world locations and events.
Remarkable. And the LA Unified did a wonderful job, by the way. And whatever was not concluded by LA Unified, I'm sure was filled in by the wonders of American media. I'm sure.
Boy,
I'm sure,
you're going to find out how dumb I am.
I'm sure it did nothing to skew your points of view about the other cultures and other locations in the world.
I'm an ugly North Hollywood Indian, but you're going to find out. Also, I'm going to do a little walk down memory lane with Hasan Chop.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a cartoon character we remember. Mm-hmm. And that's all coming. First, Drew.
Yeah.
And then that.
Remind everyone about ButcherBox. Deliver healthy, 100% grass-fed, finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, wild Alaskan salmon. It is direct to your door monthly. Choose from four curated boxes or customize your own box. Each box has 9 to 11 pounds of delicious meat, enough for 24 individual meals. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S. Sorry, it's continental only, not U.S., not Alaska and Hawaii. But there's no commitment. You can cancel anytime. It is grilling season, everybody, and they give you the ultimate barbecue bundle free with your first ButcherBox order, plus $20 off when you enter the promo code ADS. Come on now. That is two New York strip steaks, baby back ribs, 2 pounds of ground beef free with your first box, plus $20 off with promo code ADS. I don't know how we do this, but you will be ecstatic. ButcherBox, the stuff is great. Check it out. ButcherBox.com, promo code ADS for all that free stuff.
All right, let's get on with the show.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get on. Gotta get on. Manny. That Drew man's been a specialist, man. So, you know,
so much, huh?
You know where it's at. If you don't know where it's at, man. What's going on there, Drewsker?
Back in town.
Back in town. Husker right. Drew's back in town.
That's right. Watch out.
This show brought to you by ButcherBox.com, yeah. Promo code ADS, TrueCar.com, Pluto.tv, and LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. Back from New York City.
Yeah, we've not had a chance to really talk about our experience together, the consummation of our love. That occurred in New York City.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to seeing you on Sunday night and eating out. And of course, that was my fault for announcing to the gods that I can't wait to go to see Dr. Drew Sunday night and to eat a meal with him.
I love what your first call was, it's going to be a half hour late. And then I thought, oh, fuck, here we go.
No, the first one was an hour and a half late.
Yeah.
But they did something to me that they don't normally do, which is I know patterns. Yeah. And when you know patterns, you know everything.
Yeah.
And
you know what's coming.
Because patterns are patterns. They're not really influenced that much by the outside world. They're just patterns. And so I've always said, when they do a flight delay, it's always, it's a 20-minute delay, which is totally palatable for most people.
Yeah.
Once you get to a half hour, people start getting disappointed.
Yeah.
But like 20 minutes, people will go like, well, I wanted to go to the magazine rack anyway, so I guess I'll just have time to go over to the magazine rack.
Right.
Or, okay, I'll have another beer over at the sports bar, whatever it is. But I started to notice they always break it off, and then at some point they go, oh, it's going to be 20 minutes more. And sometimes 20 minutes more, telling someone you have an hour flight delay doesn't work. People can't palate it. Doing it in 20-minute increments, the way we're wired, it works on me, is like it's acceptable. You go, okay, and then at some point they go, it's 20 minutes more, and you go, and then you get to an hour. It's the way you get to an hour.
I often run quickly to the customer service, see if there's a seat on the next flight. See, but then they won't let you separate from your luggage.
So I had a situation where I was at LAX, and they said, well, it's going to be an hour and a half.
Ugh.
And that sucked. And then I was like, ooh, hour and a half. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
An hour and a half means they could tack some more on.
Yeah.
And it was like I was, of course, as busy as I've ever been in my life. I'd never worked more on a weekend ever. I don't think I'd ever worked more on a weekend. And I had, of course, gotten up early to make it to LAX because the whole deal was you're fighting the three-hour time difference and you want to have dinner with Dr. Drew. You don't catch a noon or 2 o'clock flight. You get in way too late. So I got up, got out early after being at Brea until midnight, Saturday night. And when they said an hour and a half, I was like, God damn it. And then I was like, oh, we still might be able to salvage this dinner. And then they did something to me that they haven't done before, which is I did the hour and a half. I got into my super crappy coach seat, sat down, buckled up, did all the pre-flight announcements, did all the rigmarole, shut the doors, did everything. And right as we were going to start pushing back, the pilot got on the blower and he went, oh, it's going to be another hour and a half. And that was brutal because now I'm in a coach seat.
You're in a shitty seat.
I'm in a shitty
seat,
and we're not going to move. Then I can begin the five-hour odyssey of my coach seat. And at the airport, I'm going to get up and take a leak, or I'm going to walk around. I'll go to the fucking bar and just sit down for an hour and a half. I don't care. But gave you the hour and a half out, then shut the door, buckled up. Now we got an hour and a half.
And then you called me.
And that's when I was like, you know what?
Fuck it.
I'm not going to get in until midnight. And of course, there's always the stern early call looming. It's always looming, you know? So it's like there's that thing where you start negotiating with yourself. You go, well, if I'm going to get in, I'm going to land at 8:30, and I get to Drew's by 9:30. We can go have dinner. We have a nice dinner. I can be in bed by midnight. I could sleep for 7 and a half. I'll get up at 7:30. Then that goes, all right, we'll go out at, Drew will go out at 10:30. We'll have a quicker dinner, but I'll still get back. And then there's a certain point where it's like, I'm not going to get to Drew's apartment until after midnight. And there's the hurry up and go to bed, but it's 9 o'clock at night where I'm from, and I've just got done doing clubs till midnight. Like, I am on a total reversal. I was doing Brea. I was doing Brea till midnight. I was coming home at 12:30, just coming in the front door. Like, no, watch some TV, have a drink. Like, I was going to bed at 2. So now I'm supposed to go to bed at 9. Like, it's nothing.
And it was disappointing.
Yeah, but we made up for it.
Did we? Oh, we had the next time. But hang on. So now I'm leaving. I'm heading up to this apartment at like 11 o'clock now on the subways, which are awesome at that time of night.
Sure.
You head uptown, get in there. It's me and the doorman greeting you. I don't know if you noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Lasan.
Lasan, the doorman.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he from?
Western Africa somewhere.
There's a
Okay, but he speaks good French, so like maybe I don't know.
There was a cartoon we haven't talked about in a kajillion years, but they used to run all these cartoon interstitials in between, like the banana splits and stuff.
Yeah,
and I think it was the Arabian Nights.
Yeah,
and there's a big thing where the guy'd go, Hassan Chop.
Yes,
and he had like a sword
and a scimitar, big scimitar.
Boom,
Hassan Chop.
The childhoods were so barren and so
impoverished
in terms of art. Entertainment. That little stupid things. Like, I'd be watching commercials like, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Genius.
And then I'd go, to school the next day. I can't believe I ate. That was our entertainment. Bad commercial for Pepto-Bismol, like our local used car. Like, it's so insane. Like, in a weird way, it's like when a prisoner, it's like the Birdman of Alcatraz. Like, a little bird flies into his cell, and he's got a box. Yeah. And he's going to make it a home. He's got to build his life around this little bird because he's in prison.
Yes.
Essentially what I would do around commercials.
And the weirdness.
Or bad cartoons.
100% I did the same thing. And the weird thing is, it seemed like they were designed only to irritate you enough to repeat, kind of thing. They weren't designed to be quality and clever. They were designed to irritate so you repeat it.
Yeah.
Like, weird. Like, it would.
Pete Ellis Dodge, Long Beach Freeway, Firestone exit, Southgate. I've never even been to Southgate. I know how to get to Pete Ellis. If you tell me right now you have to go to Pete Ellis Dodge, I'd be like, okay, Long Beach, Firestone exit, it's in Southgate. Like, I don't want that in my head.
Cal. If you need a better
jalopies
deal,
on the blink, go see Cal. Get a new car for your wife. She will love you all her life, or for her life. Go see Cal. Go see Cal. God. Remember all that weird stuff about, like, what about all – it's insane when you're married now and there's nothing like that has to do with any of that stuff. You're like, you get your car and you get your wife a new car. She's going to love you her whole life. Really? I don't know. I beg to differ.
Yeah.
I'm not – I got Lynette a Tesla X. I haven't heard that much. That didn't change the tune that much.
No, it's pretty much the same.
No. It's weird how that doesn't seem to work. Yeah. But growing up, boy, that was big. Mm-hmm. All right. Get some LifeLock if you love your wife. How about that?
Yeah.
Alert, man. Social Security imposter scams out there. Scammers spoof your caller ID, making it look like the Social Security Administration is calling. Oh, man. See, these guys, they're getting those computers. And look out. They use your Social Security number. And then it gets suspended for suspicious activity. And then because it was used in a crime, and now you are screwed, glued, and tattooed.
Woo!
Woo! So many ways cyber criminals can take what's yours. And when the personal information is exposed, someone could use it to commit identity theft. That's why you need protection, like LifeLock. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help you protect what is yours and what you should keep. If there's a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but there won't, because you got LifeLock, right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code ADAM for 10% off your first year. That's promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
So Lasan Chop and I met you at the door.
Hassan.
This was Lasan.
I know. That was Lasan
Chop. I
think I introduced
him as Hassan.
Yeah.
I should have stopped. Rasan. I said Rasan.
And chewed the fat with him a little more. But Jesus Christ. At that point, I'd left my house like 11 hours earlier.
Yeah.
And I was just like, are you kidding me?
And Gary, I'll have you know, when I was in South Carolina the same day, I bought Adam some very fancy local South Carolina whiskey.
Mm.
Ooh. Yeah,
help me go to bed. Not a 750, by the way, but who's counting?
And he grabbed it quick.
Damn right.
Like, poof, how do you open this thing?
I busted it on the counter. Threatened Drew. Back off! We got Hassan Chop.
This is just a very short 5-second video, but...
Is that Daffy Duck?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's right.
Help! Save me, pal! Save me! Help!
Hassan Chop!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he was... plundering diamonds. And Hassan was an interesting time where I sat in North Hollywood. For the life of me, I had no idea that there was a difference between China and Japan. They're the exact same people. Like, you know, someone go, you want to go out and, get Japanese food, I'd go, yeah, egg rolls and pork fried rice and that. And they'd go, no. And I'd go, well, sushi or something. I go, same difference. Like, I did not know. I didn't know China and Japan. I didn't. There was just the same people, all, same everything, all the way through. The Middle East wasn't really the Middle East. It was just Egyptian. You know, people were wearing turbans and had the huge swords and Hassan shop. You know, it was like the Arabia, Arabian Nights. I don't know what Arabia it was like. That was Arabia. I didn't even know Africa.
And this you're blaming on media, on cartoons and the way kids were.
No, media. No. L.A. Unified is what I blame because I never took a geography class. Like, they didn't explain where
screw
anything.
Geography. How about just the cultures of the world?
There's nothing. It was all a bunch of cooking and sewing and ceramics.
People of the world.
So I didn't know what, you know, I learned what I needed to learn culturally from Johnny Quest and just watching all these. But I didn't know, like, Iraq and Iran and places like that. I'm just like, Egypt. That's Egypt, right? Like, that's Arabia. I didn't even know where Arabia is. It's like Arabia. That's, they have turbans and a lot of velvet and dancing girls, you know, that do belly dancing.
Little monkeys running around.
Yeah. It was just a weird, yeah, it was a lot of lamps and Alibaba and like just, that's what
yeah,
it
Alibaba
all.
Alibaba was a big thing.
It was all just rub the genie lamp. That's the entire culture.
As we understood it. Yeah.
As we understood it was guys wearing vests with no shirt underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot chicks who did like belly dancing and they were the Sultan, you know, ha ha. Like there's a lot of clapping and people enter, the dancers, the chicks. It's funny though, the chicks didn't do a lot of talking.
No. A lot of sword violence too.
A lot of people getting their heads, I mean, not dueling so much, but big head chopped off stuff. Yeah. And the chicks didn't do a lot of talking, so I guess I got that part right. And the guy would have his harem, you know, and he's like, they somehow knew.
And think about this. If the face was covered, it was always covered so it could be released.
Right.
Remember? It was just teasing.
Yeah.
It wasn't covered. It was a curtain.
Right. And you see the beautiful eyes. Yeah. And that was all Middle Eastern. That's all I could have ever named about that culture or that part of the world. As a matter of fact, it was the exact opposite of sort of everything that's in the news today. It was like a lot of crushed velvet and lamps and flying carpets and
pillows,
like pillows tents. And tents and things and beautiful women belly dancing.
It's all sort of, if you really look at it, it's all as portrayed in the Charlton Heston Ten Commandments. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I guess. I just said it seemed like a bunch of guys with a bunch of fruit platters. They're always eating fruit.
Yeah, grapes.
Grapes. Yeah. And all sorts of fruit in the desert, you know? And a bunch of beautiful women and like genies and carpets and stuff. That's all I got.
So funny.
That's all in turbans and jewels. You know what I mean? Like it didn't resemble. There was no Al Qaeda, and there was
no
ISIS.
History. There's no nothing there. We weren't exposed to it.
We weren't exposed to anything.
Yeah.
And then Japan and China were the same. You know your Vietnams and your Philippines and stuff like that was just I don't even know. I'd file that under that was like the lost and found bin at the theater. That was just a box full of windbreakers and beanies and stuff. Like, I don't even know what this is. Like, I had no, I just follow you under, you're Asian at that point. I had a couple of kids that were like Indian, like Eastern Indian, and they just had weird names. And India was part of the whole, I lumped them in with the whole, you know, the carpet ride and the genies and stuff. Like, it was kind of.
Sultans.
It's all just part of that. Africa was black and like jungles and stuff, you know, like
stuff.
People, black guys riding Bengal tigers and stuff. That was Africa. Africa was like,
is this because of your particular impoverishment, or do you think that a lot of kids had that same kind of nothing view? It's American exceptionalism.
Just sitting home in North Hollywood and you watch Tarzan, so you can get a very detailed description of what African life was like.
Oh,
like he's in a tribe. He's got a shield. You know what I mean? Like there was that. Asians had their own. That's you know, the women, no talking. Once again, doing a lot of bowing and stuff. I hear the big gong come in when they entered the room. You know, like there was that. I didn't even know New York was kind of full of penthouses and exotic. You know, and that was a Green Acres kind of a world. I didn't know anything was going on in this country either. It wasn't ugly American. It was ugly North Hollywoodian. Like I didn't know. Anything. I didn't know. It didn't make sense to me that Cleveland was in Ohio. That didn't make sense to me. Ohio. That's like, why is Cleveland?
Well, how many of the states could you identify on a map? I remember when we first started traveling together, you kept pulling the map out and going, show me where these things are. Where are we going? Remember that?
I laugh at people when they go, if I gave you a map, how many states could you identify? And my answer is, if you gave me a map with the names of the states on them, I still would be less than 40%. Like I couldn't.
Not now.
Even now it's I'm bad, but I'll never be good at it. But then I would just keep staring and staring. I have no.
So I'm trying to find where's Waldo.
You know, once in a while you play like charades or some game like that, Pictionary or something, and someone draws Florida because they get Florida. I have no idea what state that was. You draw Florida. I would have no idea what you were drawing.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Not have any idea where it was. Sad, right?
Yeah. Welcome to LA Unified, man. They are doing a great job. Make sure we get that parcel tax through because they need more money.
What you doing, Drew? I'm doing a little housework. Drew's being troubled. What tax are we putting through?
A parcel tax. Uh-oh. Now there's going to be an extra property tax. You're not paying enough property tax. The special levy on you, rich boy, for teachers.
What? You know what always – here's what confuses me.
You need to pay your fair share.
All right.
How many cars do you need?
More. As many as I can afford. Let me ask you this, Drew. We try to draw a line between money and health, money and education, money and crime, like money. Like when you hear people saying, well, you know, there's people that are living in a part of the city where, you know, they got no choice but to sell drugs or to do crime or something. It's like, there's always been poor people. That doesn't make you, you know, if there's an old lady walking down the street and you think it's a good idea to come up behind her, knock her down and rip her purse out of her arm, that's not about money. Yes, there's money in her purse, but something has gone horribly wrong in your upbringing. I was constantly poor. I was constantly hungry. I was constantly envious of other kids, and they had toys, and I didn't have that.
Family.
The family, whatever. But I never thought to take it from them.
Right.
It's like I knew, oh, you can't do that.
Right.
That's not right.
Right.
There's always been people that way. I don't get why the politicians – and I don't get it with school. I don't get it with school. There is no doubt in my mind that if you and your wife, or better yet, me and you, we became a gay couple.
Ooh.
And we moved.
That would be better.
We moved onto the wrong side of the tracks, and we lived in a small apartment where we didn't have much, and we lived really close to the bone, and we didn't have enough money for, you know, vacations or eating steak and surf and turf or whatever. There's no doubt that our kid going to a less than average school would get an education and would learn because of us, because we emphasized it, which has always gone on. Certain cultures focus on it, certain don't, and it's not really about income.
Well, it's just because they're lucky, those kids. Lucky they're born in the right family.
Why?
It's unfair.
And why? And I think that this envy business has made it very easy for large groups of our population to buy into this. Like, oh, well, these kids are violent. Why are they violent? Well, come on, they live in poverty. That's all they know. That's all they know. How come there's no education over there? The schools, they don't have supplies. They don't have money. They can't get a tablet. They don't have... Oh, yeah, yeah, no, no, no. Yeah, yeah, because, yeah, you got to be, yeah, if you don't have money, you're not going to learn anything. You're going to be a criminal. What about health? These kids don't have money for eating right. I look at health the same way I look at education, which is you can be very poor and very healthy, but you need to be a little more disciplined. Mm-hmm. You're not going into the Whole Foods or the Erewhon and buying the fresh pressed whatever. You're going to have to creatively, through a lot of discipline, maintain that. You can't afford a membership to a good gym, so you're going to be doing some push-ups at home.
But so you don't have a good role model in your parents.
Right.
And you don't really know how to discipline yourself, and you don't see a payoff for disciplining yourself, so fuck it.
Right. But what I'm saying is giving the schools more money or giving the teachers more money or the more supplies or the whatever it is you're talking or the health education or whatever it is you're trying to get across, unless the family's there sort of laying the law down and focusing, they got to police it. You can't police. You have to police education. You did it with your kids. Olga does it with my kids. All right, do your work.
All right, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch 100-plus television channels, thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. We love Pluto TV. Don't forget the Chassis Channel, number 501. Easy, legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. They never ask for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. You just download the app. Boom. You will be astonished at what you get from Pluto TV. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices right now, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere you stream. Get that Pluto TV lined up. Put it on your phone first. Do it right now. And when you click the app, you get a menu that looks like you have now cable service to your phone. Actually, you have quite a bit more. You have over 100 channels, thousands of movies. It's all free. It's all on demand. It's all there at your fingertips. And it's high quality. You won't believe what you can hold in your hand. Or at your Amazon Fire, your Apple TV, Smart TV, wherever it might be. And don't forget, again, check out Chassis Channel 501 that is on Pluto TV.
All right. You got a call up there. Do we pull that one down or do you want to just let's see. Franklin, 43, Seattle. Line 6. Franklin. Franklin. Uh-oh.
We don't hear anything.
All right. Well,
we got to finish our conversation about New York. So you came in, you drank whiskey or bourbon, whatever I got. And what do you think of the apartment?
Oh, sorry.
Did you have a chance to get, that's the first thing my wife asked me, is he mad about the apartment? Is it okay? Is he okay? Is he okay?
No, it's beautiful. Okay. You did a great job.
I told her that you wished that LeBeau had been there to do the tiling.
Oh, you're French tileman. Oh. Yeah. I found the only tile setter in L.A. with a French accent.
Very French.
Yeah.
Big fan of yours. He, by the way, is a gun-toting NRA member, full way right Frenchman.
I love that he's I know that guy's got good margins, man. I love there's a detail. I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg, but guys, they're guys that have an eye, and that eye for detail, it infects, permeates everything in their life. And when you develop that eye, there's something that is so satisfying about the person with the eye for detail. And then
he even thinks of details you wouldn't think of, like certain grade on like a bench in the tile to make sure the water runs off in the right way, collects in the right place. I don't know how he does it even.
Well, he does it with a lot of experience, but yeah. I also know that there's like people, like sometimes you'll go into someone's house or there'll be an apartment. And the part that I'm interested in is if you're Earl Scheib and you want to do a paint job on a car and you're charging $49, you can't take the car apart, all the bumpers and the door trim off and everything like that. It takes more time, too much time. It's a cheap paint job. But what I'm interested in is when people don't do the good detail and it took just as much or as little time to do it the wrong way. I'll give you an example. You guys ever go into someone's apartment and the painter's painted the apartment and they've clearly painted around the switch plate for the light? And it's like you can see they may have masked it off, but you can see where the paint line goes on and thing and stuff. There's one small screw in the middle that you could do with your – if you have a penny or your fingernail. Yeah. Like you take the plate off and you can – it's actually faster. Like it takes longer to mask it off where you get the big buildup of the paint where the gum hits the whatever and it looks all crappy. Nothing will ever look better than you painting it and putting it back – you know, doing it wild inside and then putting it back on. They don't do that. And it's like – it's easier, and it's so much cleaner that way. Why wouldn't you do that?
Why wouldn't you do something? Let me tell you about TrueCar. Ew. Why wouldn't you get a true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer when you can do it in less than 60 seconds? You just go to TrueCar from your smartphone or computer, enter your license plate number for the car, watch your car's details pop up, you answer some questions, and you get an accurate true cash offer that you take to a local TrueCar certified dealer. That's it. And you just take away your money. That's it. You can turn your car in, cash in, true cash offer. It's that easy. Bring your car into that dealer. They'll check it out with you. And they may have some questions, but there are no surprises. And you just leave with your check. You can also trade in, of course. You can lock in a price, a fair price, an actual price, including fees and accessories, using TrueCar for a new or used vehicle. And once you lock in that price, you know that vehicle is waiting for you for that price in total at the TrueCar certified dealer. So when you show up for your true cash offer, you can trade in for that new or used ride. And when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
All right. You can check out Not Taco Bell Material, my stand-up special. And that's a chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y. Lots of docs over there to go around. And Adam Carolla, Unprepared, doing stand-up shows, Comedy Works South in Denver. That'll be on the 14th and the 15th. Go to AdamCarolla.com for everything you need. Drew, what do you got?
It's all at Doctor.com. Check out Dr. After Dark. Check out the Family of Pods there. Check out the Opiate Series.
And let's check out the GG Podcast with Rick Fox and Jace Hall and Todd Roy on Podcast One. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew Saint. Mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.